Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, New York. This is AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And it's Christmas, Bruce.
Yeah, it's Christmas if you're us.
I didn't even have to set my alarm last night.
It's amazing.
You know that adrenaline feeling
and you get? And you DJ'd a wedding.
I DJ'd a wedding.
Now, you weren't like...
I'm not a wedding DJ.
You weren't the wedding DJ guy that all the dads get mad at because it's all about you and not about the couple.
Oh, well, it is all about me.
Well, see, that's...
I'm not a wedding DJ, so please don't flood my emails with wanting me to appear at a cameo at your wedding. I won't do it. I might do it.
This
is a friend of mine.
Yeah, but I had a big day yesterday. I was going to go to the Nats game. I went, and instead I unloaded my tickets with a good friend of mine. And I went to Capitol Hill and sat in bull feathers and watched East Carolina get crushed. My alma mater, I did play South Carolina minus 21 against them, and they did cover easily, which I'm kind of proud of, but not because if I was athletic director at East Carolina University, they wouldn't have this problem. They'd be winning football games. And Terry Holland's got to pack his bags and leave, in my opinion. I hope he gets that. I'm just kidding, Terry. I'm just playing.
I hope you get the boot.
Hey, listen. Here's the deal. A lot of stuff happened yesterday. Oh, by the way, I did end up in Baltimore. And there were, that was like one of the wildest looking storm surges up and down the East Coast I've ever seen. They had a tornado, I think, in Brooklyn.
There was a couple.
They had tornadoes in Northern Virginia. They had a tornado in Reston, Virginia, where I live.
My parents' power is out. Is your power out?
No. Yeah, we don't have enough trees around our house.
My parents' power went out. And the wedding that I was at, it was an outside wedding, of course, right on the water, right around the Chesapeake. So that got
now,
hit.
Now, is that where you were
that
last
got
night?
Hit
so
bad.
What time did you get home last night?
It was about an hour drive. It wasn't that bad.
That's not bad at all. That's about how long it took me to get back from Baltimore to my house. I was going to get some work done last night, and I said, I'll just get up early. You know what? I slept in a little bit. Got a lot of stuff done. Look, this is week one. This is NFL. Welcome to reality.
Thank you.
The NFL season. I'm with the National Handicappers Bowl again, competing again. Can't believe I do it. I spend the money. We actually worked out a trade. Go to nhbowl.com. That's nhbowl.com. And you can always check in and see. The nice thing about having a service take care of your picks is that, unlike Roy Edwards, you don't throw out like all of your games late. No, I'm just kidding.
Late.
Roy and I finally came to terms with a play, a little bet we're going to have every week.
We do. We both agreed.
Yeah, we finally agreed because my way was too hard for him to figure out. So we're doing five plays, and we're going to let everybody know what those plays are. Now, I'm also going to let people know. Because, we're done at 12 noon.
We are.
And by 12 noon, let me tell you, we got an hour and then the games are coming.
So you have an hour to just spend
money. So, if you're not listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on Sundays, if you're a player.
With Monopoly money, of course. We don't condone
gambling. We don't condone any of that stuff.
No gambling.
But if you're neighboring, you've got a little thing with a Palm restaurant or, I don't care, Wendy's, McDonald's, whatever you make a wager on. Arby's, please.
Augie's.
Oh, Augie's Italian.
Yeah,
family
Augie's
restaurant.
Italian.
God,
that's
I love
the
Augie's.
Good stuff.
Hey, we got to go back to New York soon. We'll have to go up there. We'll have to go up there for a Jets game this time. We've been doing the Giants. We got to go see the Jets play. And you got to see your hero, Tim Tebow.
I got to see him.
I
saw my buddy from Brooklyn.
I went to Roy's house. There's like 30 pictures of Tebow, and they're all matted and framed in his house.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm just kidding.
I'm buying a Jets jersey this year. Now, next time we go up to New York, I told you.
When are they going to change their jerseys? They look the same.
I love them.
They've looked the same for what, 35, 40 years?
I love the Jets jerseys.
I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going to have a couple of guests on the show today. Art Modell passed away the other day, and no matter what you think about Art Modell, you probably like the guy. I mean, but he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
One of the most powerful guys ever, one of the nicest guys ever, supposedly one of the funniest guys ever. I met Art one time. He was very nice to me, very cordial. I dealt with the Baltimore Ravens indirectly a few times via Super Bowls, and I'll just leave it at that, while Modell was the owner. And I'm going to tell you, I never heard anything from players and coaches except great things about Modell. And listen, believe me, they'll tell you if they don't like somebody. They liked Modell. They loved his family. You know, his son is still around. His son is still around. But we're going to have Kenny Weinman on from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We're going to have Tony Mazur to give us the opposite thoughts at 92.3 The Fan, WKRK in Cleveland. People, for the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and to protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your host, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Football season has arrived again, and it will be a big topic of conversation here on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion throughout the day. Yes, but we do have a little bit of MLB, some college football to get to, so don't worry, we will stretch all aspects of sports today.
Yeah, I need you to pull up the name of that kid that from Tulane that got hurt yesterday, because we really do need to spend just 30 seconds and wish this kid the best. He lost consciousness. He stopped breathing. They performed CPR on the field on the kid. His own man hit him, and I can relate to that. One of the only times I've ever been knocked unconscious, the guy on the other team didn't do it. Guy coming across on a kickoff team ran right over me, some big middle linebacker I played with, and I don't remember anything from that day, to be honest with you. And a lot of people will say that was the start of my demise, but the thing of it is that football's a violent game, and it's a great game, and it's so much fun to watch, and it's so much fun to play when you can run. I can't run anymore, but it's fun to throw the ball still. I like to throw balls, with my left hand just to have fun and keep my shoulders loose and all that stuff. But this poor kid, and he wasn't the only kid that got hurt. There were a couple of kids that were carried off of the field yesterday in various games. And it's going to happen. And now that, there's a lot of emphasis and a lot of focus and attention being made to injuries and head trauma and neck trauma and spinal trauma, we're going to hear about all these things now. Where in the past, we might not have heard about it at all. So, it kind of gives you a little bit of a different perspective, because we're not going to miss anything. Hey, I want to go over my power ratings, Roy. Is that okay?
Well, hold on. I got the guy's name. His name's Devin Walker.
Devin Walker. Mm-hmm. That's right, because it sounded almost like Devon Walker is who I thought of when I saw his name.
And he was...
Was he a Tulane, safety or something?
I don't have all that pulled up.
But
I have a medical thing pulled up, and it says that he's going to need surgery. It says that the CPR that was performed on the field was precautionary.
Right.
And they say that in the next 24 to 48 hours, they'll learn more. Right now, they don't really know. That they just know that he's going to have surgery, and there will be some sort of rehabilitation process, obviously. So,
well, we're going to keep an eye on that, because in our prayers are with he and his family and his teammates, and that goes without saying.
Hopefully, this isn't another one of those Eric LeGrand situations.
Isn't Tulane in Conference USA? They are. They're in there. They're in Conference USA with Houston, East Carolina, some of those teams. Rice. Good football conference, a lot of offense. But you know what? Here again, I want to say, I guess it was on defense when he got hurt. They were tackling a guy, and his own man and him hit at the same time.
Which you see that all the time.
Happens all the time. Yeah. Sometimes your biggest enemy is a guy on your own team. I had a friend, Johnny Pugh, who was a banger. And Johnny would just come in and, back in the 70s, you'd lay your shoulder in there, your head in there, whatever it took, just to what we used to call it a seal. Tackle. Guy's going down, and all you're doing, he's already going to go down. But if you get there before he hits the ground, you seal him and kind of turn him sideways. And that way the ball doesn't go forward anymore. And Johnny, some of these guys close their eyes when they hit the pile. And, they close their eyes, and the guy sees them coming. He dives out of the way. Then you get nailed. But hopefully this kid will be fine.
He does have a fractured spine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, why they have to operate within 24 hours.
28 to 48 hours, he'll be going through surgery. And he is in stable condition right now. And they said that he had feeling in his arms and legs, which is a good sign.
Oh, that's great news.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. Well, that's good that they got him taken care of.
Keep the prayers going out to that guy.
Anyway, here's my pre-opening day power ratings. New York Giants I had rated at number one, and what I said there was till someone beats them and shows me they're better, they're number one. Well, guess what? I got to figure out where I'm going to put the Giants tomorrow, but it's not going to be number one. No. Probably won't be in the top seven or eight. San Francisco 49ers, I got them rated number two. Without the turnovers, I have written they may still be playing, meaning in the playoff game when that kid turned the ball over twice. Right there last year. Number three, I've got the Green Bay Packers. A lot of people have them rated number one. I don't see it. They're too banged up. We're going to talk about the Packers when we handicap all the games later. You know, I just don't see it. I mean, they're just not the same team they were last year. As a matter of fact, they weren't the same team in the playoffs as they were last year. But I have them last year's great team for 16 games, three brutal weeks ended their run, including Joe Philbin's son dying. That didn't help. No. Houston Texans, number four. I like the Texans. Thought they outplayed the Ravens in Baltimore last year in the playoff game. I really did. They had more yardage than the Ravens. They really did outplay them, but the Ravens just seemed to stop them in the red zone. They're ready for the next move. Baltimore Ravens, I got ranked at number five. Losing their best defensive player, Hurts. Obviously, he's your boy.
He can sizzle.
He can play too, boy. I'm telling you. But they're still going to be good. They'll figure out how to do it. Ray Lewis has lost 25 pounds. He supposedly looks great. It's going to give his legs a break. But they just reload. You know, the Ravens reload. It's a great organization, and they got Johnny Harbaugh, who's a great coach, coaching. New England Patriots. A lot of people have Belichick and the Pats up higher than six. I don't see it yet. They don't have a defense. They don't have a running back.
No.
Their offensive line, not only are they old, they're banged up. They cut a guy I thought that they should have kept. I guess you know, it was kind of a mutual thing going on, but you know, they do that all the time. You know, they spend a lot of money on their best guys. In this case, Brady and his receiving core, Gronkowski, you know, Welker, these guys. But the Pats, I got rated as number six. I said, don't think they're as strong as others. Their offensive line is thin, Brady. Seven, Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of people think that they're not even have them ranked that high.
Yeah, I don't.
I've got them that high, and I'm going to tell you, they're going to prove tough. I looked at their schedule. A lot of people think they're going to beat Denver today.
Yeah.
I was watching TV early this morning, watching a matchup. They've all picked Pittsburgh. I don't see it. Ryan Clark isn't playing because of sickle cell traits.
Yep.
He lost his spleen when he went up there, almost died.
Yep.
And they're also missing James Harrison, who's a monster when it comes to Peyton Manning. With him out of there, Peyton probably just took a deep breath.
But do the Broncos have enough to take them down? Well, we'll talk about that.
We're going to handicap the game. Philadelphia Eagles, they got ranked number eight. A lot of people think they're going to be in the Super Bowl, including some guys from this rating system and computerized. All the guys with the computers all picked the Eagles to be in the Super Bowl.
I
got two words. Mike Vick, he plays eight games maybe.
How did that work out last year with
the Eagles? Yeah, it didn't work ever. I think they were 8-8. Yeah, weren't they supposed to be, what were they called?
They were supposed to be the team of the century. No, yeah, they're the dream team.
The dream team. And who gave them that? A quarterback from Texas who's somewhere else now?
I don't think he's in the league anymore. His name is Vince Young.
He is in the league. He's a backup somewhere.
Is he? I thought he got cut.
No, he's a backup. The Detroit Lions. Anyway, I just think that, here's what I said. Many have them in the Super Bowl. Vic too fragile to last. Dogs get payback. Detroit Lions, Stafford.
Vince Young got cut. Free agent.
Did he?
Yep.
Good for him. Stafford, Megatron, offense too good to ignore for Detroit. But let me tell you, their defensive backfield, their best guy, Louis Delmas, out for the year. And, out at least for five or six games. But when you have an injury like he had, I'll be surprised if he comes back in six games. They're a wild card. I see Detroit as a wild card team.
Well, yeah, I agree because – Green Bay wins that division, yeah, but I love Detroit.
I think they do too.
You put Detroit in another division, and I think they're one of the front runners to win
that. Yeah, but you know what? They're never going to go anywhere without defense, and they do have a decent defensive line, but they're also getting a bad kind of getting a reputation as being the bad boys of the league.
Yep.
And now that Oakland has completely changed, where they've got Reggie McKenzie in there, getting his kind of guys in there that are hardworking guys that aren't cheap shot artists, which is what you're going to see with Oakland in the next two or three years. Yeah, I got a feeling Detroit's going to start taking some of that flack away from them. Atlanta Falcons, I got ranked at number 10. A lot of people love them. You know, they do great for, you know, 12, 14 games, and every year it's the same thing. Their offense is strong. They've got great receiving core. The defense is so-so, and that's their problem.
So you have the Falcons over the Saints? Did I get that
right? Yes, I do. I've got the Saints
at 12. I'm trying to fall around here. So you have the Saints. So
I got
you have the Falcons winning that division.
Well, if you just shut up and listen,
get
to
them. Well, that's your 10, right?
Denver Broncos, I got at 11. Elway didn't get Peyton to build. He got him to win now. Good defense. Denver does have good defense. If you think about that run Tebow had last year, buddy, it was because their defense wasn't letting anybody score either. Dude. They were down, but they never got out of the games. Anyway, I got them at 11. The New Orleans Saints I've got ranked at number 12. If Goodell hadn't screwed Peyton and the Saints, they'd be much higher.
Well, those suspensions got lifted.
I know. It's been
lifted,
turned around, but I'm still leaving them at 12 till they win three or four games.
There you go.
Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I'm not the only guy that thinks the Chiefs are going to be good. Romeo, their offense, you know, they have an improved defense. They got Eric Berry back. Eric Berry from University of Tennessee. They could vault him into the playoffs as a wild card, or they may win the division.
I have him winning the West. This is something we don't agree very often, but here's another thing. We've agreed twice this show.
But we both agree the AFC West is up for grabs.
Very weak, yes.
The Chicago Bears. Now, Roy, I know I got them at 14, and here's why. They'd be higher, but Urlacher's an issue.
Yep.
The offense can score, but how's Lovey going to screw it up again? He's going to figure out a way that these guys screw it up.
Well, Matt Forte got his money, so he's been playing. And then you got...
Did you see him in the preseason?
Yeah, I don't care about
preseason. He looked terrible.
And Jay Cutler...
Yeah.
He's reunited with his boy, Brandon Marshall, who they both went in the Pro Bowl when they were throwing at each other.
No, I understand.
In Denver.
Now, remember, I saw them play in New York. I was up there a couple days earlier than you when I came to New York and did the Boulders game.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, they don't show me much, but I got them ranked at 14. They're in the top 16.
Their offensive line is a liability.
Guess who I got 15? Dallas Cowboys, who went into New York and they put a whipping on the Giants. And I got to tell you.
See, I like Dallas.
But I don't play the Giants at home. Everybody knew that. I did not release them. But what did I have, Roy? I had the under.
You did. Mm-hmm.
And I hit the under. It was 3-0 with 2 minutes left in the first half. And I was already counting my chickens. And I get home. Half-hour drive.
Yep.
It's like 17-14 or something. I'm like, what the heck happened? So anyway, but I got Dallas here. The owner will always hold them back, just like the Redskins owner. The head coach is an issue. I really don't think that Jason Garrett's a very good head coach. The defense should be better this year.
They have too much talent.
Hey, the defense looked better the other night, didn't they?
Yeah.
The New York Jets, I got them at 16. Now, a lot of people, this is really where they belong because – until they show me differently, until they show me they can win the big games, they're an 8-8 team. So I got them at 16. The three-ring circus goes 8-8 max. Sanchez is an average quarterback. The defense is overrated. Maybe not, but they're not rated high enough to be better than 16. Now, the Carolina Panthers, I got them at 17. They'll be better. Cam is already an elite quarterback. Their defense has improved. I think they're a year away.
I think they're
a year away. Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I had them a lot higher at the end of last year. Don't have them that high now. Their quarterback is hurt. He's got biceps tendonitis real bad. Just the preseason looked terrible for the Bengals. Their offense is a question. You know, they lost Cedric Benson.
Yeah.
He's gone.
But they replaced him with a law firm.
Yeah, they did. But I'm not a law firm guy. I think law firm did great in that offense in New England. But if you think about it, the law firm, he carried the ball, six to eight times a game?
And he
caught four or five passes. Now, he'll be good out of the backfield for a quarterback that may need a guy out of the backfield this year. Seattle Seahawks, I have at 19. Pete has them believing love Pete Carroll. They're the dark horse for the playoffs. They could win the division, honestly.
Yeah.
And they're in the right division to do so. A lot of people, including myself, thinks they might win today, but not enough to tell you people to do something about it. That game could go either way. They got a kid from Fordham.
Yeah.
You got Skelton from Fordham, quarterback that got the head. He got the head quarterback job, the starting quarterback job at. He got the starting quarterback job at Arizona this year. Yep. Beat out
over
Kevin
Corn on the call.
Yeah, who's like getting what $12 million a year, or something stupid like
that. Well, Seattle do the same thing. I almost slipped there. They did the same thing.
Yeah.
With Matt Flynn.
Yeah,
Green Bay, they paid him $1 million.
They paid him too much money.
$1 billion.
Now he's going to be a backup.
We both love Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey. That is a waste of money.
It is.
That's a big waste of money. San Diego Chargers. I got them at 20. Norv Turner's the head coach. Need I say anything else? Feel sorry for Rivers, but, well, you know what, San Diego, you get when you bring Norv Turner back for another year, you get what you deserve. Tennessee Titans. Now, here's a team that was 9-7 last year, and you're not sold on them, Roy. I know you're not.
No,
but, you know, a lot of people are. They like them. They're just not going to get a lot of attention. Jake Locker gets the call instead of the experienced Matt Hasselbeck.
Yep.
CJ and the offensive line have to produce this year. We'll see what happens.
See, I like them in that ranking. I don't like them in the playoffs. I don't like them.
I got them 21. I don't think they're going to be 9-7 again.
I completely agree with having that far down.
I think seven and nine.
They're on the same page there.
Yeah, the Oakland Raiders 22. They're going to get better slowly. They really, because of all of the picks and all of everything they gave away to get Carson Palmer there last year. And oh, by the way, the guy that gave him all those picks is you know where he is now?
Cincinnati.
Yeah, what a joke. Hey, where's the commissioner on that? That's what I want. We don't have a commissioner in the NFL, by the way. Commissioner Goodell. You got Arizona. I got Indianapolis Colts 23rd. Luck will be good. I got them winning six. The offense is going to score. Defense a work in progress, but they're young. They're not terrible. Trust me. Watch them play today. Arizona Cardinals. If Wisenhunt doesn't win 8 games, he's gone.
I mean, now we're getting down to the...
Yeah, he's gone. And he's not going to win 8 games this year. Injuries on the offensive line. Skelton gets the call. Larry Fitzgerald, Skelton. A couple of defensive backs, Patrick Peterson, and that's it. Yep. I mean, when you're talking about Arizona.
I can't believe you just put Skelton in there. There's Larry Fitzgerald.
I like Skelton, though.
I don't.
Hey, come on, man.
I like Skelton on this team.
Buffalo Bills improved D. To number 25 is the Bills. The offense has weapons. I've got them lower than everybody else. Gailey needs to win. I don't buy it.
I got the Bills.
I think Chan Gailey's gone after this year. The 26th, the Washington Redskins. We know a lot about these guys. Rookie quarterback, lousy offensive line, lousy defensive backs, good front seven on defense, 5 wins.
I got the Redskins higher than that, too.
Hey, if you want 4 tickets to a Fordham football game, you got to call this number, 914-693-5700. That's 914-693-5700. John Skelton was a quarterback at Fordham. And the question this week, who scored the winning touchdown for the Giants in the Super Bowl last year?
Huh.
Who scored the winning touchdown in the Super Bowl last year?
I think I know this one.
You know what? I think I do, too. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFES. When we get back, the rest of my picks, because they're kind of funny, because they're the suck teams. And we're going to get going on the NFL season.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here, and you can stay updated with us 24/7 on the tweet box, Twitter.com. He is
At Bruce Hall Sports.
Yeah, there it is.
At Bruce Hall Sports. Listen, if you handicap pro football, you need to follow me because I'm going to give you all the information that you need to, know literally right when you get it. Right when I get it, you'll get it right away. And I got to tell you another thing. This is the time of the year that you need to be listening to as many people as possible and make your own decisions. I'm going to finish up these real quick. St. Louis Rams, I have at 26. Minnesota Vikings, 27. Tampa Bay Bucks, 28. Jacksonville Jaguars, gosh, 29. I've lost somebody. Cleveland Browns 30, Miami Dolphins 31.
You have the Miami Dolphins.
You know what I did? I X'd somebody. But if you go, listen, if you go to my website, brucehallsports.com.
I didn't hear the Rams in there.
Oh, no, I just said the Rams.
Oh, did you?
I had them at 26, but they're really 27. Look, if you go to brucehallsports.com, it's all on there. You've got my preseason rankings. I'm going to adjust them after Monday night's games. So Tuesday morning on my website, brucehallsports.com. Also, if you're ever out and about and you're not in the car or you're not like by the radio and where you can hear WFAS, you can go to brucehallsports.com and hear the show. You know, you can go to WFAS website and hear the show. You can hear my show. We archive all of our shows, right, Matt?
Yes, sir.
So they'll be able to hear the show. If you're in church or, you know, you've gone away for the weekend, you want to hear my show Monday, you know, because you were out of town on Sunday, you can come back and hear the show. You know, and we're starting to get, you know, we've been now, we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary in New York. And, yeah. And you know, it worked out nice for the Giants last year because they won a Super Bowl. So we're good luck for the Giants, and I wasn't much good luck for them the other day, but I wasn't there, okay? I was there the night that they beat Chicago in the preseason. Not that that matters. But I got to tell you something. It's going to be a great year, going to be a lot of fun. Oh, I started to tell you where I ended up. I ended up in Camden Yards last night. Packed house, 45,000 people.
Did you have a couple,
half of them were Yankee fans.
Did you have a couple Muddy Waters?
No, I didn't have nothing. I ate like three times. I was at a hotel watching football games, and the end of the Nats game, Heath Bell comes in, bottom of the 10th inning, after a two-hour rain delay. First pitch, Jason Worth hits a bomb in the center field. Tie ball game. In the bottom of the 11th, they won it. Oh, I'm sorry, bottom
that's,
of the 10th.
That's the Nationals game.
Yeah, Nats game. But I was in the hotel. Go across the street, and Yankees jump out, two bombs. By the Yankees, they're up 2-0. Then it's like three bombs by the Orioles. They're up 3-2. Then they make it 5-2. And as usual, I leave at the end of the 7th because I had to drive over an hour to get home, about an hour. Plus, I had to like speed walk to my car. There's nothing worse than being in a garage, you know, like a multi-platform garage, and be in line to get out when you've got to actually pay and all that stuff. So I left early, got out of there early, and sure enough, they brought in their eighth inning guy, the Orioles. Yankees 5-3, 5-4. There were runners on the corners, first and third, and Teixeira was up, who's actually from Glen Burnie, Maryland,
yep.
and made him. You know, they hate him in Baltimore because they boo him every time he gets up because Teixeira
hometown guy.
Used Baltimore yep. as kind of a springing rod, you know, to get the money that he wanted from the Yankees,
yep.
and he'd already been bitching like nobody's business at the home plate umpire yep. on a bad strike three call.
It terrible
was.
Strike.
It was, yeah, it was low. So anyway, Tex is already, you know, on the wrong
heated.
Side of these guys.
He's heated.
So he gets up. He hits a ground ball. Yeah, they had their closer in there, Jim Johnson,
yep.
who's having a great year. He
yeah,
had
41.
He got 42 last night. You're right. He had 41 saves, but first guy – single. Second guy, single. Another one. Now it's 5-4. Runners on the corners, one out. Right? Tex hits a ground ball to second, but it's slow at Andino. He throws to short to J.J. Hardy. J.J. returns the throw. You can see he's safe.
By a mile.
He was safe by about a quarter of a step. Easy. Calls him out.
That's why.
Ball game.
That's why you run through the bag.
You play to win the game.
They teach you in Little League to run
Bryce
through
Harper.
The bag.
Yeah, like Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper sprints all the time. Bryce Harper has, do you know how many doubles he has that were routine singles this year? Six.
At least.
He has sprinted and a guy would either bobble it slightly or just be slightly offline, and he would go. He's never been thrown out this year. Not one time has he been thrown out at second base stretching a double.
He's been a couple times.
I haven't seen him thrown out, and I watch every game.
I watch every game too, man.
But I haven't seen him thrown out at second base on a double.
Back to, not on a straight double, on a single trying to stretch it. That's what I'm
talking about. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I've never seen him thrown out, so you've been watching more than I have.
But Teixeira... You have to run through the bag because you know this. The umpire is taught to see the foot, listen for the pop.
Right.
So why are you sliding into first? That slows you down anyways.
Yeah.
Well, you can argue that it slows you down
anyways. No, it absolutely does.
Especially when you got a lug like Teixeira running.
Look, they've done – there was a thing on TV not long ago where they timed guys sliding in. And these are like real baseball players sliding head first and running. And every time running got them there like – substantially quicker.
You got to run
through the bag. Yeah, you do.
Then we're not having this conversation.
That's why it's important to lean when you run, too. You don't lean back. You lean forward. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Roy and I are going by a couple feet.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't even close.
Hey, we're going to go over the matchups. Let's start now because we're going to have guests on the show here pretty soon. And we'll talk about a few things. We're going to talk a little bit about baseball at the end of the show. We're still going to give people our picks
for baseball picks or football picks.
Roy's been hot lately.
I have.
He's been hot. And I've been semi-warm, but I'm having fun in baseball, too. And
Pittsburgh Pirates, though.
People are running out of gas right now.
I hate the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Let's talk about a couple of games. I want to go over this game because I know you like Houston. Houston is anywhere from 12 to 13, depending on where you are and what you can get. The over-under, I want to say, if you can pull that up for me, Roy.
It's 12.
Well, but the over-under is 42.5.
Oh, the over-under?
Yeah, I've got Houston you know, I like Houston here, but I'm not playing them. And the reason I'm not playing them is because I don't know if Arian Foster is going to play or not. Now, Ben Tate is a quality running back, but this is the first real game. Can Ben Tate carry the ball 30 times this game? Yeah, he could.
Yeah, I like.
Would he be sore tomorrow? No, he'd be sore Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I think Arian Foster is going to play. I think he's going to take the majority of the carries. I think we're good.
Well, you know they prepared for him.
And the line is now 13 this game.
I have Miami ranked 32nd in the league.
Pretty much straight across the board, it is 13. And the line fluctuates from anywhere from 41.5 to, I see it as high as 44.5. So,
you know, I would say pass. I mean, I am.
I'm playing it, but I got it. Or I did not get it at the 13. I got it.
You know what it says on the website for me? It says I'm playing Houston straight up for 4 stars. But that was, you know, when we were getting better than 12.5, 13, 14.
Yeah, I got 12.
I'm off of that game right now. Let me erase it. Hey, come after me. I'm 40. I'm a man.
I locked it in at 10, actually.
So that was very early. Well, listen, I picked Houston to be in the Super Bowl this year in the AFC. In order to do that, they need to win this game against the Dolphins.
The Dolphins are terrible.
I have the Dolphins ranked last in the league only because I felt bad jumping on Cleveland like everybody else. Yeah. Houston returns maybe the most efficient offense in the AFC. They really do. They've got a lot of weapons. Definitely the most balanced offense in the league, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, Matt, don't you think Matt Schaub is underrated? What round did he go in our fantasy pool? And by the way, we have a show fantasy pool.
Yeah. And
I'm getting clobbered because I think Eli was my quarterback.
Well, this is what I wanted to get into. I thought we were going to jump into fantasy and then do NFL now, but we can mix it all together.
Well, we can just mix it all up. It's all hand in hand.
But we have – I'm surprised you haven't said anything yet.
About?
Because you're playing this week – our producer, Matt. You guys are locked up right now. You guys are bumping heads. And I haven't heard any trash talking.
I had to do that.
You're just sitting here.
I had to push that button.
The Vienna River Dogs take on the Columbia Turtles this week in a grueling matchup in fantasy sports on this show.
He's the Columbia Turtles.
Yeah, Maryland. You get it? Turtles.
Oh, I get it. Very funny.
And you're right, Eli Manning kind of pooped the bed, which I don't think the Giants are there this season.
That's you, and you know what? Here's the problem with you, Roy. You haven't learned to be patient because there's been several times
that you love somebody
in the last year, and then 2 weeks later you think they suck.
Well, I'm not jumping ship. I've been off the Giants.
I'm here to say, even though I hate John Mara, even though I don't like John Mara, he thinks he's commissioner of the NFL, and he probably should be commissioner of the NFL because the commissioner sucks. Okay. But John Mara, you know, I don't like him. I love his niece, Rooney Mara. Mm-hmm. I think she's a great actress. Probably should run the league herself. She should probably run the Giants. She'd probably be better at it than John. But anyway, I think the Giants are around. I think they're going to go. I still think they're going to go 9-7, 10-6, yep. And I think they're going to be in the playoffs.
Nope.
Well, I think they. Well, see, that's why I'm 58 and I'm still around and doing well, and you're 26 and you're still looking for it.
What are you talking about? I'm there.
You're looking there, for boy. It. God. Okay. Well, listen, anyway, I'm passing on Houston. Next game, the Jets -2.5. I have them over Buffalo. Is that going to 3?
I see it at 3.
Yeah. You know, a lot, in my opinion, that's dumb money. And here's why I think this is stupid money. This is stupid money because what have the Jets done offensively?
Nothing.
I mean, they had so much pressure on them to score one touchdown in the preseason. When did they get it, Roy? Fourth quarter of the last game?
Yeah, if they got one, I don't know.
I think it was they did get one. It was the fourth quarter of the last game.
So their starters didn't score. But in the Buffalo Bills... have a decent defense. They bring in Mario Williams from the Houston Texans.
They got everybody healthy again. What's the running back's name, the really good one?
Freddie Jackson.
Yeah. He's a good running back. But you know what? He went down with a bad knee injury.
Yeah, they have Fred Jackson.
He's not 100%. There's no way he's 100%.
And Fitzpatrick is a decent quarterback.
He's not very mobile.
Not at all. And he fizzled last year after he got that big contract. It'll be interesting to see if he comes back. And then Stevie Johnson, was that his last name?
Yeah, Stevie Johnson, the wide receiver. He's real good. He owns Darrell Revis.
Although he's a little guy.
Hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. We'll be back in a minute with more of the NFL and handicapping these games on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back. We're getting into our NFL picks for the day.
Are you on the Jets today?
No.
You're not going to take them -2.5, -3?
I think...
So you don't think they're any good either?
I think they're a good team.
Oh, God.
I have them.
Oh, here we go.
I have them, when I pick every game, I have them.
They are at Buffalo.
I have them covering the 3 when I have them every game, but they're not in my top 5.
See, that's why we have to do it the way we do it, because you got to pick the best ones. But hey, let me read what I said. Personally, I'd like nothing better than to see the Jets continue to struggle against other teams scoring. This is a hard game to call only because Buffalo, in my opinion, hasn't improved as much as they think they have. Last season, the Bills started out like gangbusters. If you remember, weren't they like 6-2?
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick, Freddie Jackson were leading the league and like passing and touchdowns and rushing. And then the next thing you know, Freddie Jackson goes down. Fitzpatrick got drilled by London Fletcher in the game with the Redskins, where they beat the crap out of the Redskins. But you know what? He wasn't the same after that because he got London Fletcher's helmet in his ribs, and that hurt. Actually, it was more like in his sternum. This was a game that I liked the under in, but I'm not playing it. I changed my mind.
Well, the under now
the
is
under's a 39.
And a half, 39.
Well, you know what? But you know what? This could be a 13-3 game.
Yeah,
13-10.
I mean, they're two decent. The Jets have a good defense. Buffalo's defense is good enough.
I think they're adequate. I think Buffalo has a better offense. I think the Jets have a better defense.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, New England -5 at Tennessee. This is Roy came to me this morning. And go, how can that be right?
Yeah.
How's New England just -5? Well, first of all, we had a guy on the show 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Brian O'Leary.
Who wrote the book about the New England cheating scandal. And And they're not at home, so I guess they can't cheat as well.
Exactly.
So they're minus five. But let me tell you, they're giving Tennessee, and you had a good point. Chris Johnson is healthy. Chris Johnson's ready to play, and this is why the points aren't seven, seven and a half, eight. Because New England,
well,
first of all, too, New England's offense,
they're
very thin. Now, they have great playmakers, and they get a lot of yards after the catch. But the thing New England can't do is run the football right now. Because their offensive line's banged up to whatever you want to call it.
They're starting a second-year guy out of LSU. I forget his name, but the law firm went to Cincinnati.
Right.
They're completely a passing team now.
And they're going to get better every game.
They are going to get better every game.
If Brady, that's why I don't think this is a good play.
Matter of fact, I like
the Tennessee side of this. But I'm not going to take it.
If you ask me to play, I take New Orleans. I take New England.
Right.
Just because 5.5 for Tom Brady. What?
Hey, what is my rule number one? Rule number one in handicapping is don't play bad teams. Mm-hmm. You know, New England is the team that covers the majority of the time. They do play to cover. I'm telling
you. They're crazy against the spread.
By the way, last year they were only 9-7 against the spread. It was the year before and the year before that and the year before that. Last year they adjusted a little bit. I checked that out this past week. But the Titans, and you know, some of those little things that they send you in the mail for handicapping, they're really cool because they have a lot of trends and a lot of stuff in them. And that was where I read that. You know, I don't like Jake Locker starting. I like Matt Hasselbeck starting. I would think you'd
want... Which is another reason why five...
That's
the more
what,
I think about this game, the more I want to play it, but I'm staying away from it.
But you know what?
If you get a wild hair
out there, people, listen. The Titans quietly went 9-7. They barely missed the playoffs last year.
And they got CJ2K back.
Locker has skills that Hasselbeck doesn't. He can move without the ball. Yeah. But Chris Johnson is back. Yeah. Their defense is... decent.
It's okay.
But even though they don't have much of a running game, they can and will mix it up. New England will. Tennessee's is concerned with making sure that after the Patriots catch the ball, their receivers, they don't advance it. And that's what New England does. They catch the ball in zone coverage across the middle, and they're gone. They have a tight end that runs a 4.5 5.40, and he weighs 270 pounds.
Jake Locker is showing up as probable.
Really? He's okay.
I'm going to check that injury out because I haven't heard that.
You know what I think it is? I think it was like a contusion on his quad or something. I think he's okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to pass on this game, though, Roy. I don't see it. The over-under's 47. Now, I don't even see, you know, if New England does dominate, how many points are the Titans going to get? Well, we know New England doesn't play a lot of defense. And think about this for a second.
Defense.
I think Patrick Chung is on the injury list. I mean,
think that's where the spread is because New England is terrible against the run, and this is one of the league's top running backs.
Well, you know what? If Tennessee controls the ball for 33 to 35 minutes in this game, they may win this game. But if they don't control the football, New England's going to win it.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on this game. I don't like it enough. That's a pretty good number five, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, the only thing I like on this game, if anything, I mean, I like the five.
You like the over?
I like the under.
Oh, you like the under in this game?
I like the under.
How can you bet an under with New England in the game?
Yeah, I like the under, though.
Well, that's a good way to go
broke. Chris Johnson is going to control the clock here. That's
what
I like.
You know what? Munchak is, too. You know what? Munchak's an offensive lineman, right? They're gonna run the football. Johnson's going to carry the ball 20 to 25 times. I think you're right. Chicago minus 9.5 over Indianapolis. Now, you kind of like the Bears. I don't. I like Indy here at 9.5, but what's the line now? It's 8, isn't it?
The line is 9.5.
Oh,
10.
It's still 9.5?
Yeah, 10? 10.
Okay.
9.5, 10.
Listen, if you take this game, people, take Indy.
No.
They're better than Chicago. Chicago really didn't have a very good look. When you're starting a middle linebacker that hasn't been on the field the entire preseason,
yeah,
what does that say about your team?
Who is that middle linebacker?
It's Brian Urlacher,
exactly.
But he's going to get hurt.
He's one of the best to play.
He's going to get hurt.
He's one of the best to ever play.
Well, I tell you what, you take Chicago. You know what? I may take Indy in this against you just to make sure I win it.
I don't like
Now, let me tell you what I've taken, people. I've taken the over. I love the over here. And here's why. If Chicago wins this game, they're going to score 30 points.
I love Chicago.
They're going to score 30 points. Like, I think they're going to score 28. Listen to me. They're going to score 28 to 34 points if they win this game. Okay. And I do think Chicago is going to win.
So you like the over here?
Yes, I love the over. Okay. This is a five-star play for me.
Oh.
Five stars. It's 43. It actually came down. Now check the weather. If it's super windy, leave it alone.
I have the under here.
If the wind is 15 or less, take the over here. You can't take the under here. Indy's going to score three touchdowns. As a matter of fact, I wish I had activated my backup quarterback, Andrew Luck. That's right. I have Andrew Luck as my backup quarterback.
I'm going to tell you right now that a rookie quarterback has never
Yeah, but
he hasn't won his first start in 10 years.
But who do you and I think might win today?
We both have a rookie winning today, and it's not Luck.
Now, we'll talk about who it is when we get to it.
But we do have a rookie winning today. But that rookie quarterback who won his first start 10 years ago, David Carr. Since then.
Yeah, he's been a backup.
Since then.
It's horrible.
A rookie quarterback has not. It's been 10 years.
Hey, man, they paid David Carr a lot of money. I bet he's got a nice house.
But we have it today. We have a rookie winning today.
Yes, we do.
And we'll get to that.
Hey, the straight up number, I think, is too good in this game. If you know what? If the number was 11 or 12, like in Detroit, or where was it that it was 11 or 12?
Houston.
Texas.
Houston.
Yeah, in Houston. I'd take Indy, but not at 9.5.
No, I like the Bears.
That's
here.
Not enough. The straight up number's too good.
Jay Cutler finally has weapons.
Brandon Marshall,
he's got
Forte back.
And Forte, he's got his money. He's happy. He's going
to. You know what, though? Listen to me. I saw the Bears in two games. I saw him play the Redskins. I saw him play the Giants. I wasn't impressed. Indy is being led by a number one pick, Andrew Luck, who is already showing that he's probably better than a lot of veterans that are quarterbacks in the league right now.
Yeah,
you agree?
I will give you that Andrew Luck looked good.
Okay.
This is still his first start. He's going to have the jitters. He's still on a terrible.
All right, Roy.
If you want to hit
Charles
Roy,
Barkley. Did I tell everybody to do with this game? Take the what?
You said the over, right?
Take the over.
Yep.
Five stars.
There it
five
is.
Five stars. Let's go to the next game. Matt, you used to have this really cool little. I like that. All right, well, we'll just do it ourselves.
I have one.
Hey, you do. Hey, I want you to play the Gundy thing later.
We'll get to it.
Philly is minus 8.5 at Cleveland. The total, do you have the total? It's still at 43. I love that. Philly's minus 8.5 at Cleveland. Philly is one of the few teams, like the Giants, by the way, and they're in the same division, that seem to play better on the road than they do at home. Wouldn't you agree? The Philly at home seems to just choke. I mean, the Redskins even beat them at home last year or the year behind. The key to Philly's success this season is all about Michael Vick.
Yes.
How many games will he miss? We all know he's not
going
to play in 16.
He's not going 16, no.
How many is he going to miss? How many will he start?
I have him missing three games.
Will he finish the season? These are all questions that make me wonder why they're paying this guy $100 million. They do have LeSean McCoy. Healthy, he's a stud.
He's my fantasy work.
He's a monster. Now, their defense, evidently, I mean, Juan Castillo is still defensive coordinator. They're doing a lot better job. It's the second year he's been in that position. They're going to be tough. And by the way, he caught a lot of crap, but the last five games last year, they had the number one defense in the league. The Eagles did.
I'm not 100% on the Eagles. I don't really know what to think about the Eagles, but I am 100% sure that the Browns are terrible.
Well, we're gonna have Tony Mazur from WKRK on after the break, and Tony's gonna talk a little bit about Art Modell and what they did and didn't do there, and why everybody in Cleveland hated Modell, and then he's gonna talk about the Browns because he's our Brown guy, Tony Mazur, and he's gonna let us know because I honestly feel bad. You know, I'm not a mean guy. I'm not a mean spirited guy, but Cleveland sucks. They let their best player go, Peyton Hills.
Yeah,
he's gone.
10 bold predictions of the 2012 NFL season. You can find them at sportsmancave.com. And I have the Browns 0-16.
No, I don't. I have them winning two
it's
games.
My number
I haven't
one,
won in two games.
My number one bold prediction.
Brandon Weeden is their quarterback. He's 28 years old.
He's the oldest quarterback on their depth
he's
chart.
He's a rookie.
They just drafted him.
Hey. Roy, he's almost 40. He's almost a man.
They're starting two quarterbacks.
He's
going to
be a man before anybody else is going to be a man.
They're starting two rookies in their backfield.
He's the oldest guy on the offense.
Trent Richardson.
Did you know that he's the oldest guy on their starting offense?
I mean, the Browns.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's true or not.
They don't even.
But it sounded good.
I don't know if it's true or not either.
It should be. Somebody look that up, Matt. That would be you, since we're completely full in the studio with people dragging Roy out of here.
Are we on the next?
No, no, we're not. But I look for the Eagles to kick the – oh, I can't say that word on on TV. But it's on my blog. It's on my website. Out
that
of
word
the Browns,
is on the blog.
In front of their home crown, new owner. Oh, and they have a new owner, and he's a big, big fan. Super fan, and Tony's going to talk about him. Tony knows him,
only,
I think.
That's the only good story.
Hey, you know
Browns
what, though, Roy? Roy, I took the Eagles to cover this spread. I think they're going to win by minimum two touchdowns.
I have the Eagles, too. It's an eight-point spread.
Don't
that's
you think it's going to be like 31-10?
The Eagles are going to destroy them.
I think they are, too. I really do. I can't tell you enough about what's going to go on. Let's start with this next one. This is a game that I almost wonder, why are they even playing?
Did you hear that one?
Hey, yeah.
I felt that one way up here.
Is that John Madden?
That's our game. That's
hey, John, what's up? John just walked in the studio. Hey, if you want four tickets to a Fordham football game, give us a call at 914-693-5700. That's 914-693-5700. Here's the question. I asked the wrong question last time.
Well, let's say we're not
who was the last Yankee player to win the MVP? Who was the last Yankee player to win the Most Valuable Player Award in the American League? I'm Bruce Hall. You've been listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WBS. And let you stick with us because we haven't even started on these games.
We got some
Roy
good games
and I are playing
up
a little gig
a little
against
side
each other every year,
side,
too.
Side jump.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. On the clothes I'm wearing and the road goes on forever.
Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're going to finish up our NFL plays here, and we do have a new segment that we're going to start today. It is called Straight Cash Homie.
Straight Cash Homie!
And that will be our big play of the day, and we will get into that a little bit later. But
hey, tell them who made Straight Cash Homie,
Straight cash, homie.
Famous.
Straight
so do that cash, again.
Homie.
It's Randy Moss.
Straight cash, homie.
I love Randy Moss. Randy Moss has a thing, and he'll play it for you later.
Man.
And not that we're condoning the use of marijuana, because we're not.
Man.
But there's a great sound bleep.
We'll play it as soon as
we Yeah, we will. But God, it's just so funny. I mean, this guy, I'll tell you what, he's the number three receiver for San Francisco this week.
I've even seen
Randy
that too.
Moss made, not only did he make the 49ers, they say he's the fastest
contribute.
Receiver.
Yeah.
On their roster, he still runs a 4.45 40.
Well, they have Crabtree and Mario.
Of course, his body fat percentage is a negative number.
Yeah, he is.
Randy Moss looks like a basketball player. Nobody will ever accuse him of taking PEDs. They might accuse him of taking LSD or THC, but they're not going to accuse him of taking PEDs.
No.
I don't
Straight
think.
Cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie. Hey, what we're going to do is we're going to get to the rest of these picks, and we're talking about all the games. Now, Listen, just because Roy or I, especially me, do not like a game, don't let us talk. Don't ever let anybody talk you out of a hunch. My mother had
follow your gut.
My mom had a saying, God bless her, Gladys Hall. She's been dead 13 years. She's one of the greatest people I ever knew. She said, if you have a hunch, bet a bunch. So, you know, don't let anybody talk you out of your hunch, because the worst thing you can do as a handicapper, and that's what I do during the NFL season, I handicap for people. You can call me at 1-800-466-4748 between the hours of 12 and 1 o'clock every Sunday. Literally, when we get off the air, I'm on the phone with all my clients. Mm-hmm. Call me, 1-800-466-4748, and I will tell you exactly who I'm playing for what. Now, I'm giving you pretty much an idea of what we like mm-hmm. now, but I have been known to change that up a little bit.
And I do have a number now. Imagine that.
You have a real number?
I have a number.
What's
now.
Your number?
It's 5
BR549.
BR549er. It's 571-969 Rant. RANT.
Oh, Rant. I'll remember that. You know what mine really is? 1-800 who is it? HOOISIT. 466-4748. Kind of a little University of Virginia thing. My wife gave it to me 25 years ago.
Anyway, why don't you give that out? 1-800 who is it? I like that.
Well, yeah, because people will do WHO instead of HOO. That's why I confuse people, especially intelligent ones. I'm Bruce Hall, and I can be confusing at times. Listen, one thing I'm not confused about, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to kick the crap out of the Cleveland Browns
yep.
in Cleveland today.
Yep.
If Brandon Weeden finishes the game without an ice pack on a part of his body, I will give a free play away tomorrow at 1-800-466-4748.
Who is it?
For our Monday night NFL play of the year. Our Monday night, Royce and mine.
We're not going to do that today?
No, we're not giving it to him. We're going to make him.
I thought that was our new segment.
We'll give it to him.
So that's not our new.
No, we're going to give it to him because I'm easy. Yeah, we'll do it straight cash homie segment. But anyway, listen, we already talked about Mike Vick. I don't think Mike Vick's going to get hurt today, so I think they're going to win.
Yeah, they're gonna
win. I'm going to give you a score.
They're going to roll.
I'm going to give you a score. How about 34-14? Does that sound accurate? 34-14.
If
Philly
they
will
even
beat Cleveland.
Put up 14,
Minnesota minus 3.5 over Jacksonville. Vikings quarterback Christian Ponder starts his second season with the Vikings.
I have Jacksonville winning too. MJD's back, but I'm
you know what?
Staying
he's
going to
carry the ball
team.
20
I
times.
I don't like that game at all.
Well, I'm going to get back to that in a minute.
That's your rule, right? Don't play bad teams. That is two very bad teams.
Roy, did you know that for the first time in generations, and I know you know this, but for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I want to have a yell out. I want to yell out at my buddy Eddie at Augie's Italian Family Restaurant in Larchmont. Go to augiesitalian.com. Order something for the ball games. Hell, you can order lunch and you can order dinner too. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Stop running, but take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're going to finish up our NFL plays here. We do have a couple more to get to.
I'm going to get through a couple of these dog games.
Yeah.
Minnesota-Jacksonville.
Neither of us have them.
It's terrible. You know, first of all, who do you play? Minnesota? Not real good. Didn't look good in the preseason.
AP is coming back. They say he's going to play today. I don't like him in a fantasy league, and I certainly don't like
him. I will say this about Jacksonville.
Today.
You know, the guy that owns the team now, a billionaire because of women's shoes. So if you like women's shoes, if you're Rex Ryan, and you like women's feet, you might want to get a hold of this cat. Because this cat's got the best stuff going. We got a call in right now. Who's this?
Hello, you're on the air.
Who's on the phone? Who's on the air?
This is Tony Mazur.
Tony, Bruce Hall here. How are you, buddy? Hey, listen.
Oh, not too bad.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Listen, you know, this is Tony Mazur. Tony is with WKRK 92.3, the Fan in Cleveland. And Tony and I have kind of become Twitter buddies. And Tony's a sharp guy, knows a lot about it. You know, Art Modell passed away this week, obviously. And for all of the people he made incredibly happy in Baltimore, he didn't do such a great job in Cleveland, although he was instrumental with a lot of stuff. Tell us what's going on in Cleveland, Tony. I know you got some thoughts to share with us.
Well, this week, obviously it's very controversial for Art Modell to be honored in Cleveland. There were rumors that they were going to do something, and I guess yesterday, by request from the Modell family, that they are not going to do anything at today's game, which is, and as I talked to you, Bruce, about the other day, is it is a good move because, honestly, I've never seen a moment of silence be interrupted. And if they would have done something today, I think something would have happened today, and it would have been very ugly, and it would have been another black mark against Cleveland, as we've seen from the whole LeBron fiasco from 2 years ago.
Well, you know, that was probably a good move on their behalf.
Yeah,
and maybe if they hadn't have done it, the Browns probably would have done something too. You know, I listened to KRK. I listened to the interview that you guys had with Mike Holmgren this week. It was a great interview. I know you were all over that. Do you think he's going to stick around? I mean, is he going to stick around as executive VP of operations or what?
I think, because he is the president right now, currently, and to be honest, I don't see him sticking around. Joe Banner's coming in. Once the team is sold and pending league approval next month, and I got to believe that Mike Holmgren's going to take he's going to go back to wherever he's from, Seattle or on the West Coast. It seems that it's kind of been a square peg in a round hole because there's a difference. Mike Holmgren's a football guy, but he's not an executive. Joe Banner, however,
is an
executive, but not a football guy. So
you don't think he's going to stick, but you don't think he'll stick around then?
No, I don't think he's going to stick around. I think you're looking at Mike Holmgren nearing retirement or or by some chance he might actually get that itch to coach again.
Well, what do you think about the new owner? I mean, I know you know him, right?
Well, not really. I mean, he's spoken to our station, and he's been around. So far, the new owner, one thing that's the difference between Art Modell, Al Lerner, and Randy Lerner is he actually has his own business in Pilot Flying J, which operates around the country. And he actually has other income coming in. He isn't just the sole owner of the Cleveland Browns. So he owns most of it right now, and he's pulling what Dan Gilbert of the Cavaliers is doing, being more active, more visible in the community, and showing the fans that he actually does care, whether it's going to translate to wins and losses. I guess that's up in the air right now. But so far it seems like the general consensus is that people like him.
Well, listen, that's the next question we have for you, because I got news for you, Mr. Tony Mazur. You're my Cleveland Browns guy. Okay, and we look forward to talking to you all the time this year. Tell us a little bit about this game today with Philadelphia. What do you see happening? Do you see Cleveland doing anything? You know, Brandon Whedon to me looks lost.
That was going to be my question: is what do you think about Brandon Whedon bringing him in? And I know there's a lot of hype him coming out of college, but do you think that Colt McCoy will start a game this season? Do you think that Brandon Whedon's the answer?
It's a possibility because the offensive line they have Mitchell Schwartz on the right side who is he hasn't fared too well in the preseason. That could change. Joe Thomas is getting a little bit up there in years. It's now he's going on his sixth year in the league. Alex Mack. It's an inexperienced line and an inexperienced team. And Brandon Whedon wears number 3, has a big arm. He reminds a lot of Browns fans of Derek Anderson, who's now with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
And he's slow-footed, and that's where there might actually end up being a problem, especially with a guy who's 28 going on 29 next month. I wouldn't be surprised if Colt McCoy sticks around because he's almost the opposite of a Brandon Whedon. Doesn't have a strong arm, but is elusive in the pocket.
He's real athletic.
A lot quicker.
Yeah, he's real athletic, isn't he, Colt, for his size?
Yeah, he's pretty athletic, and Whedon's a guy who, if the line keeps it up and does their job, he can air the ball out downfield, which Browns fans haven't seen in a number of years.
Now Hayden's out for how many weeks? Your defensive back.
Well, that's the thing. Hayden is we don't know. Mike Holmgren was on our station the other day and said that he was going through his appeals hearing, but right now it looks like he's going to play. So it seems that he's going to play. And Scott Fujita, who was involved with the bounty
case, is back,
but what we heard is unlikely to play today.
Huh. Right. Yeah, well, he's probably a little bit out of shape. It's a little harder getting a guy like that. Now, MJD in Jacksonville, they're saying he'll probably touch the ball 15, 20 times, but that's a little monster who doesn't really try to fool anybody, just kind of runs over them. Well, you know what? How many games you see the Browns winning this year? Roy's got them winning zero. I got them winning two games. Winning two games. What do you think, Tony?
I'm going 3-13 because from 8, and here's the stat about the Cleveland Browns here. This may be a football town, but the Cleveland Browns in 8 of the last 9 years have had double-digit loss seasons. Hmm. Last year, they're coming off a 4-12 season, and now with ownership change up in the air, you have Brandon Whedon, who's a rookie, Trent Richardson, Josh Gordon. You have Mitchell Schwartz, as I said, on the right side, who's inexperienced. They have 15 rookies on the team and 12 other guys who are have 2 or less years of experience. I think you're going to see growing pains with the Cleveland Browns this year. It's going to be tough. If anybody has higher expectations, well, God bless them. But I see this team anywhere between 3 and 5 wins again this year.
Hey, Tony.
Pat Shurmur, who's the head coach going into his second year, he's not really doesn't have too many fans in his fan club here, and you have two guys who have had previous head coaching experience under him in Dick Geron and Brad Childress, so I wouldn't be surprised if they get off to another bad start that the hot seat will be steaming for Pat Shurmur.
Yeah, that's three head coaches that are there with a team that's going to be struggling. Tony, listen, we're going to have to run real quick because we're getting to a break here shortly, and we have somebody else getting on. But I want to thank you for calling in. You're our Cleveland guy. Roy has one last question for you, though.
Sure.
Oh, we're going to get in?
Yeah,
awesome.
Go ahead real quick.
Trent Richardson is he's a rookie, obviously, and he's a big player in a lot of fantasy leagues. How do you see his season playing out?
To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if Richardson runs about 800 to 1,000 yards. But remember, that's a big asterisk because he has had injuries in college.
Right.
He sat out most of the preseason with the knee injury, and really, he shouldn't be playing today. If I go with my opinion, he shouldn't be playing. I know Pat Shurmur wants to get him out there, but it's not going to look good if you're going to have a guy. If you're just trying to sell some jerseys and you're trying to get the fan excitement there for Trent Richardson, that's fine. But if he's not 100%, I wouldn't put him out there. And I think there's going to be not only growing pains with the team, but there's going to be some pains with Trent Richardson this season. Mm.
Tony Mazur with WKRK in Cleveland, 92.3 The Fan. Tony, thanks so much for your time. And we're going to be back in touch with you multiple times this year if it's okay with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Sounds great, Tony. Let me tell you something. This kid knows what he's talking about. He's from Cleveland. He's if you follow him on Twitter, he's at Tony Mazur, M-A-Z-U-R. He's really a talented kid. He's on the Kylie and Boom Show in Cleveland. And I got to tell you, the Kylie and Boom Show, pretty good show. You know, what's amazing is you know Kevin Kylie. I played golf with him for 20 years. But Kevin, former USFL player, former NFL player, had a show with Booms, but he also had Kylie and the Coach here in the D.C. area. And, you know, real knowledgeable guy. You know, he's a super guy. And Tony's one of the producers for his show. And you should just see some of the banter that goes back and forth between this kid and multiple people in Cleveland. Cleveland, for the most part, is kind of the redheaded stepchild. No offense, Matt. He's redheaded.
No, you are. Just go with it.
He's the redheaded stepchild. Cleveland is of the NFL. Period.
I'd be more.
Don't even try to get...
I'd be more offended by saying I'm from Cleveland than Red Hat.
Oh, that's not nice. Hey, we're gonna have Kenny Weinman on shortly, who's with 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. And he's going to talk about the Baltimore Ravens a little bit. He's going to talk about the Baltimore side of Art Modell, who passed away. Listen, you can say what you want about Art Modell. There's no way he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. He had more to do with the good changes that happened in the league in the 50s and 60s and 70s. That's when this league started to grow. There was a time when people in the NFL, you know, used to take trains to games. They would play hurt. There wasn't a union. There was nothing, absolutely nothing.
And when he did leave, he did go to Baltimore. But he did win an NFL championship in Cleveland in the 60s.
Jim Brown, baby.
And he beat the Baltimore Colts in that championship.
Frank Ryan, Jimmy Brown, Bobby Mitchell played on that team. He was a Hall of Famer with the Washington Redskins.
But one thing that he did do leaving Cleveland, you know, that he's going to get a lot of boos there. But he left the colors, the tradition, the team –
In Cleveland. Well, it's because they got, absolutely, and he wasn't going to change that. When he came to Baltimore, he also didn't, you know, there was a Colts team that left Baltimore in the middle of the night in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. You know, they left Owings Mills in the middle of the night in vans, and the next thing you knew, they were in Indianapolis.
Mayflower
don't
work in Baltimore
because
of that.
Guy, Irsay, left in the middle of the night.
And took everything with him.
Didn't tell anybody, and he was gone, and how he got the league to approve that was he held a gun to their head, because it's either I'm going to be in Indianapolis or I'm not going to have a team. Well, that's all you had to do to the league at that time, because the league wasn't the way it is now. You could never do that today. Now, Cleveland did get an expansion team, and now they've built into a powerhouse. They're going to win somewhere between 0 and 3 games this year. And that's really sad, because Cleveland, you know, at one time when Marty Schottenheimer was there, had a hell of a team. You know, they were in the AFC Championship hunt every year. They lost that big game when John Elway went 90 yards when Ernest Biner fumbled the ball going into the end zone to lock the game
up. Well, he was talking about Anderson.
Derek Anderson had 300-yard games all the time.
He was a Pro Bowler in Cleveland.
Why isn't he – who's he playing for now?
I don't even know if he's
He's a backup in the league somewhere, but he's getting up there in age. Hey, let's talk real quick before we go on a break here, Roy. Let's get back to the picks.
Yeah, we need to finish that up.
Atlanta, Kansas City. There's no doubt in my mind that Coach Smith and the Falcons players are ready to play this season. Mm-hmm. You know, this kid Matt Flynn, Matty Ice, 43-19 as a starter. I mean, he's got great receivers. He's got Roddy White. He's got Julio Jones, my bad. He's got Hall of Fame tight end to beat Tony Gonzalez. Michael Turner is his big running back. Yep. I mean, a guy's got a fantasy league at his fingertips. No wonder he's 43-19. However, they cannot get to the next level, which is winning a daggone playoff game.
Yeah, and it's Matt Ryan, not Matt Flynn. You slipped there, but that's okay.
Matt Flynn. Jeez.
But I have Atlanta as well, 2.5 over the Chiefs. But I like the Chiefs this year. I have the Chiefs winning the West.
I think the Chiefs are going to be vastly.
Which is why I'm staying away from this game, because there's a lot unknown about the Chiefs.
It's too close to call.
I love the Chiefs running attack. You add Peyton Hillis and Jamaal Charles coming back off the injury. I love that running attack. So I'm staying away from this game.
Hey, let me tell you this. If you're going to take this game, Kansas City historically is tough at home.
Yeah.
They're incredibly tough at home. And the line is like 3 points. Atlanta's a 3-point road favorite. You know what? Kansas City is a home dog. He's got a pretty good history.
Yeah.
I'm not touching this because I'm not sold on Kansas City like Roy is.
I'm leaning the Kansas City way.
But if I was sold on him, I'd do that. Hey, listen, we got to give away some football tickets. This is going to be for the Fordham game on the 15th. And you need to call 914-693-5700. 914-693-5700. Who was the last Yankee player to win the MVP of the American League? Who was the last New York Yankee player to win the MVP of the league? And that's going to be homecoming. That's the Cornell game. You're listening to WFAS. This is AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to have somebody with the Baltimore Ravens talking about the Ravens. We'll be talking to them as soon as we come back, and we're going to finish up all these handicapping games on the way back. We'll be right back.
One thing in the whole wide world I sure would like to see. That's when that little love of mine gets a donut in my teeth. Drop on Cripple Creek.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we got a couple more games to get to, and we also have our first segment of our new game show, whatever you want to call it. It's the new segment we're doing called Straight Cash, Homie.
Straight Cash, Homie.
And we will have that coming up as well, which will be our big play of the week. And so we got a couple more games to go to. And Bruce, where are we at? I'm not really sure where
Straight
we're at on our
cash,
games
homie.
Right now.
Well, while we're waiting on Kenny Wyman to call, let's talk a little bit about Detroit and St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. The next game on our list, though, is where is it? Seattle, Arizona?
No, I want to talk about Detroit, St. Louis.
Okay.
When you get your own show, you can talk about who you want to talk about. Detroit minus 7 over St. Louis. I got the total at 45. What are you seeing there?
I have to pull it up.
That's all right. But anyway, Detroit, right, at least as of yesterday, was a 7. We've got a call in. It's Kenny Wyman. Kenny, you there?
Yes, sir.
Kenny, hey. We're talking to Kenny Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Kenny, I want to thank you very much for calling in. Give us a little perspective about what happened with the Art Modell situation. You know, Art Modell passed away this week. Obviously, he meant a lot different things to people from Baltimore than he did for people from Cleveland. We just recently had producer from WKRK on the air. Give us an idea of what exactly is going to happen Monday night at the game.
Well, for one, they're going to wear a patch with his name on the back of the helmet, or a decal on the back of the helmet. I think as far as Art for Baltimore is concerned, you know, he's the guy that brought football back to Baltimore after Bob Irsay left and took the Colts in the middle of the night in 1984, this city didn't have football for 12 years. And, you know, Baltimore felt like they had the best expansion deal on the table as far as any city in the country, and they went with Jacksonville and Carolina. And when Art came and brought the Browns to Baltimore and made them the Ravens, I think a lot of people in Baltimore looked at him as sort of a hero. And it was a financial move for Art. But he looks like a conquering hero to the people of Baltimore. And I think it was a very sad day for Baltimoreans, though. I can understand why for some in Cleveland it was 180 degrees different.
Now, Kenny, you know, you're old enough to remember, although you were probably a small child when it happened, I was actually running a health club in Owings Mills, literally a mile from their complex, when the Colts left town. And in the middle of the night, I guess Bob Irsay packs everything up and leaves. And leaves, how many years was Baltimore without a team, an NFL team?
Well, 12 years. They left in 84 and the Ravens came in 96. I actually, I was 84, I was 13 years old. My father actually took me to the last Baltimore Colts game. So, you know, I remember the Colts leaving, and, you know, for a lot of people, it left a real void, because I think we love the Orioles and love them or not, they're playing well, but I think this town gets crazy about their football. And for 12 years, we were looking for something to replace what the Colts took away, and the Ravens brought that.
You know, what Art Modell did, you know, he had a situation literally in Cleveland where it was just a no-win situation. And he tried to stay, and he just couldn't make it work. And he caught so much flack for moving to Baltimore. And, of course, he thought he was going to do it. But to tell everybody, you know, what that meant to the people in Baltimore and why that franchise has turned things around so quickly. And now Baltimore is literally in the hunt every year for the playoffs.
Well, you know, you got to give Art credit. Ozzie Newsome is considered one of the the great executives in the entire league and a genius when it comes to the draft. You know, drafting, a lot of people wanted him to take Lawrence Phillips with the very first pick and they had as the Ravens, and they took Jonathan Ogden.
Yep.
And they took an undersized linebacker with their second first-round pick in Ray Lewis. So, you know, two first-ballot Hall of Famers in their very first draft. I think Ozzie deserves a lot of the credit for the success of the Ravens. But, I think you hit it on the head, though, with Art. You know, Art was in a bad stadium which he owned. They took his tenant away. The Indians were paying rent to him. They built them a new stadium. They built the Cavs a new arena. They built the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he's sitting there going, I need a new stadium. And I think the mayor's name was Mike White at the time. They just basically said, we can't help you. And he said, well, if you can't help me, I'm going to move. And they called his bluff.
Yeah.
You know, and to be honest with you, I've met Art one time. They went to the Super Bowl in Tampa. And I was down there. I was actually on the field before the game. Somehow or another, I found a field pass that I paid less than $2,000 for. And I actually got to walk in with Jim Brown. I thought they were taking pictures of me, all the media people. But it was Jim Brown standing next to me. And I didn't even know it. But the greatest thing about that entire team was that they were like a family. Mm-hmm. And Art made them, you know, Art took, a lot of people don't know this, but he took every member that worked in the Baltimore organization to the Super Bowl and bought them all the same gift, basically. Bought the men something, bought the women something, spent a fortune on his employees. Did he always treat his employees that good?
I've always heard that he's been first class with employees. I know that I think most employees, if not all, got Super Bowl rings. I know the guys doing the broadcast always rave about the fact that, you know, they didn't ask for them, but I know Scott Garceau and Tom Maddie, who called the games on the radio at the time, they both received full, you know, real Super Bowl rings. And Art wanted it to be a family. Art was always, I've met Art a few times, especially early on when they first got there, and he had a great sense of humor. I remember the first press conference when they got there and he was talking about where he's going to live, and he goes, Cockeysville. I got to live in a town called Cockeysville. And so, you know, Art just always made you laugh and kept things loose, and he was a good man.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Now, I have one other thing about Modell. Now, last night I was at the Oriole game with the Yankees, and, you know, we dodged tornadoes, everything else to get that game in last night. But what I wanted to ask you was, didn't they have a service at the football stadium for him and several thousand people came through? Did they have his casket there?
Yeah, they, I think over 3,000 people where they had it at M&T Bank, I think, at around 11 a.m. And they said they kept they left it open longer than they were expecting because so many people came. But I think 3,000 or 4,000 people came to see Art's casket at M&T Bank Stadium.
All right, now, that's fantastic. And that just tells you something about it. You know, if they did that for Dan Snyder, nobody'd show up.
Yeah. And everyone was told to wear.
Hey, Vinny Serrato would show up, probably nobody else. Hey, let me ask
you. I think most Redskins fans would want to help put him in a casket.
He doesn't go anywhere without about five bodyguards, I'll tell you that. Let me ask you a question, too, real quick, about the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Now, the Ravens, historically, I mean, Joe Flacco's been to, what, four straight playoffs?
Yes.
And from his rookie year on, correct? And
this, yes, sir, every year.
And this poor kid still doesn't have a contract, right? Not the one he's really looking for yet. Let me ask you a question. This is really important because I love having guys like you that know a lot more about a home team than Roy or I do. Now, Roy lives in Baltimore.
I do.
My co-host, he lives in Towson.
I do listen to you now, Kenny. And
he listens to you all the time.
So
he was talking about you before.
I'm so glad that you're no longer on with Vinny because I hated having to turn you guys off when Vinny spoke.
It's kind of hard.
Because I grew up in D.C.
All right, let's leave it at that. Hey, he's doing us a favor coming on, and he's still with 105.7 The Fan. We're talking to Kenny Weinman, who does a great job. And he's you know, I didn't even realize, Kenny, I thought you were a kid because I know your dad real well. And I meet Kenny, I go, so Kenny, how old are you? And he looks really young. He goes, I'm 40. I go, what?
He's a man.
You're a man. You're like Mike Gundy. You're 40.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Hey, come after me. I'm 40. I'm a man. No, what I wanted to ask you about with the Ravens is, Now they're missing Terrell Suggs, who you know, is their best defensive player overall, probably.
Defensive player of the year in the NFL last year.
Yeah, but you know, when I talk about the Ravens defense, you know, I got to be real careful what I say about Ray-Ray. Because if I don't include Ray-Ray in that, if I see him, he'll go, hey, I hear you don't think I'm the best player anymore. What I would say is this. They got a great shot again this year, don't they? Are they going to win 10, 11, maybe 12 games, you think?
I think that they have my worry is the defense, but I think this is the year where the offense may be better than the defense. And you mentioned Flacco's contract. I think they're backing themselves in a corner here. They should have gotten something done with Joe. I think Joe was ready to get something done, and it didn't work out. And now they basically, you know, getting Ray Rice done, mm-hmm. they've given themselves the ability to use the franchise tag. And the worst thing in the world is, you know, you don't think Joe Flacco's worth X. Well, if he has a great year and you can't get him done long term, then you're going to sign him to the franchise tag, which means he gets the average of the top five guys in his position.
Which is what? That's 14 a year, right?
I think it's more than that.
Yeah, it's more than that now with the Breeze contract and the Peyton contract. If you don't think he's worth X, well, the franchise tag is X times 20. So they've really backed themselves in a corner. I don't think Joe Flacco's going anywhere, but he's going to get himself a hell of a deal. And I think every day you wait, because I see him having a really good year. They're going to give him more to handle the offense. They're going to use what they're calling the sugar huddle a whole lot.
Right,
and let
right,
him control
yeah.
things like he did sort of at Delaware. And I think Torrey Smith has a big year. And so
he's a monster. Torrey Smith's a monster.
Well, I think as long as he catches the football,
yeah.
I think he's one of those guys that uses his body to catch the ball, and that's not really natural.
He's got little hands.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Kenny, real quick. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but let me ask you this about what's going on. You know, you talk about Flacco. You know, he catches an inordinate amount of crap from everybody, from Baltimore fans, from people around the league. But, you know, this kid's really athletic. When they were playing in the AFC Championship game last year, they had the game won, basically. They had 100 more yards than New England did. He was carrying him down the field. He throws a touchdown pass in the hands of, what was that guy's name that everybody's let go since
Lee
then?
Lee Evans, yeah.
If Lee Evans knew how to catch a football, the Ravens would have been in the Super Bowl.
You know, he caught it, and he just didn't put it away.
He didn't complete the catch, which
yeah.
is what receivers are taught to do.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to give, I think it's Sterling Moore, credit for making a play. Sterling Moore did what every desperate DB does, and that's swipe. And Lee Evans did not complete the catch.
Hey, listen, a couple of things real quick. Roy's got a question, then I got a question about the Orioles, then we're gonna have to leave. But go ahead, Roy.
All right, Kenny. Now, Terrell Suggs, he says that he's going to be back, and he says that he's going to, you know, shorten the timetable that everyone's talking about, but who do you see moving into that slot, filling that position? Do you think it's by committee? Or I know there's Haloti Ngata who clogs up the middle and really frees up the linebackers, and I think he's the best nose tackle in the game. But who do you think fills in that linebacking position and the loss of Terrell Suggs?
Well, that's the $50,000 question. I think they'd like it to be Paul Kruger, but I don't think Paul Kruger has a clue when it comes to playing the run. The original deal, I think, if Suggs was healthy, was Upshaw would replace Jared Johnson on the other side. But Upshaw's either been hurt or not impressive in preseason, so then maybe it would have been Kruger. I think there's a lot of questions as far as linebacker is concerned, because nobody has really looked fantastic on the outside, whether it be Upshaw or Kruger. And Sergio Kindle, again, invisible. I'm surprised he made the team.
Is Bryant McKinney going to play left tackle? Because, you know, he had the Twitter hell this past week. First, he sends out a tweet to everybody in the country that follows anybody that he's leaving. Mm.
Yeah.
And then, like, evidently the team found out about it, and they cleaned up that mess in a big hurry. But wasn't he injured or overweight or something when he came to camp?
Not injured, he was fat. and here's a guy
that's a disability.
I have that problem. Yeah, half of his wages are being garnished because he owes that lockout loan that he never paid. So if there's ever a guy that needs money, it's Bryant McKinney. You'd think he'd be motivated.
Yeah.
Now, he signed a deal. He was going to make 3.2. He signed a deal for 2.2, but he's got performance bonuses that could get him back to 3.2. My understanding is week one, Orr's at left tackle, and Kalichi Osemele is going to be at right tackle. So even though McKinney's on the team, he's going to be on the bench.
Hey, Michael Orr, at least the actor that played Michael Orr in the movie, he played a hell of a left tackle.
There you go. Sign him up.
Yeah. Yeah, the actor really did a good job protecting the quarterback.
Yeah, he did. That kid was pretty good size, but I guess the casting had everybody else little. One last thing. I got to talk about the Orioles. Let me tell you something. I watched the Orioles. You talk about, you know, you were with, 12 years without the Baltimore Colts, and then you got mm-hmm. the Ravens, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were over 30 years, or was it 40 years?
With the Nationals?
We were over 30 years without the Washington Senators, who moved to Texas for $1 million in cash. Then we get the Nats back, who are like just, you know, breaking all the sound barriers and getting where they need to get fast. Here's the thing. Do you think the Orioles right now, especially with Markakis getting hurt last night and having his hand in a cast for 6 months, do they have a shot to still – 6 weeks. Do they still have a shot to beat the Yankees?
Well, that's the killer. Markakis has been, you know, he's not the stereotypical, the prototypical leadoff man, but he might have been the best leadoff man in the American League since they put him there. Yeah. He's leading the league in hits, and now you lose that guy, plus a Gold Glove right fielder. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this. I thought they were done when their best pitcher, Jason Hammel, went down for 2 months.
Yeah.
And they were able to recover for that. I'm not willing to ever count this team out at this point because mm-hmm. On paper, they shouldn't be where they are right this minute. But Markakis is going to be huge. I think Chris Davis is in right field today, and Wilson Betemeets at DH. So that shows you what they have to do to replace Markakis. I think McLeod is leading off today.
We still got the sheriff and the deputy, right?
Yeah, sheriff and deputy. Sheriff's on fire. I still wouldn't pick up that $11 million option for next year, but wow, 20, you know, it seems like less than 2 weeks ago, he had 12 homers, and now he's got 21.
Kenny, last night they won a game with two guys hitting 128 and 170 in the lineup. Tolleson, whose father was a pretty good player, but I don't know about him, and some other kid. And I got to tell you, these guys just who's the hottest guy in the world? The shortstop from the University of Virginia before Ryan Zimmerman got to the University of Virginia that they got from Arizona. He was a free agent. That wasn't a trade, right?
Now, Mark Reynolds, they got for David Hernandez.
He wasn't a free agent.
Yeah.
Well, this guy made a living hitting 40 bombs and striking out 220 times a year. Anyway, hey, Kenny, thanks so much for coming on. We got to run. Yeah. We've run over, but I love
Thank
talking
you for coming
to you.
On.
Kenny, we're going to have you on a lot more.
Go grab a natty bow.
No problem, Bruce.
All right,
take
buddy.
Take care, man.
All
anytime.
Right. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS. I got something to read to you first, though. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS.
What's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, we're back here, and another thank you to Ken Weinman coming on with us, talking about some Baltimore sports, about the Ravens and Art Modell. You can follow him on Twitter at Ken Weinman Sport, and we're going to finish up our NFL plays now. I guess before Ken came on, we were on the Detroit St. Louis game.
Yeah, you know what? Roy loves Detroit.
I do.
I did all week until recently, and I just had to get off of them. I don't know why. I just got a bad feeling a little bit about the defense. Their defense is so weak in the backfield. They're like the Redskins. The Redskins front seven can play. The problem is they can't get to the quarterback fast enough to have anybody cover anybody. Plus the Redskins, for example, who we talked about earlier against the Saints. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we told you to take the over. If you don't do anything today, take the over in that game. It's indoors. There's no wind. There's no rain. There's no hurricanes. There's nothing. Take the over 50 points in that game. You'll be happy you did. Detroit St. Louis could go the same way. Two great quarterbacks. They got, you know, you got Sam Bradford with the Detroit Lions. You got the guy I think that just doesn't get a whole lot of play as a quarterback for St. Louis Rams. Yeah, he's a hell of a quarterback. And the fact that Steven Jackson is 100% tells me a lot there. Matt Stafford's probably going to throw for 28-35 points. Wouldn't you agree? St. Louis, if they stay close, this is going over. I'm passing on the over. Roy, you're taking Detroit, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm all over Detroit today.
Is that 7? Are you looking at 7 or 8?
I see 7. Earlier in the week, I locked in at 8.5.
Can I tell you what? People are actually betting St. Louis down to 7.
Yeah, that's what I don't.
Well, you know what? I think Jeff Fisher has a lot to do with it. They have a real coach now. Wow. They have a good defense. You know who's calling the play? You know who's calling everything for the defense? It's the son of Greg Williams.
That's right. Yeah, I did know that. Yeah,
Greg Williams' son is the guy making all the calls on the D. You know how old he is? He's like 23,
yeah,
22.
I the Saints, you know, they have Steven Jackson. He's, you know, he's great. And but Sam then you Bradford's look at Detroit. Great. And, you know, Danny Amendola's back, and he's a sleeper in the fantasy leagues if you need one. But, I mean, come on now. You're still the Rams, and this is Detroit. This is a high-powered offense.
But it's also indoors. The only downside
they
have.
Which helps the Lions.
Yeah, I know. It does help the Lions, but it also helps being an indoor team yourself. Right. But I'm going to pass. You're taking them, and
the
I don't blame
this, yeah.
Are you going to take that in our play, me and you?
Absolutely.
All right, good. Minnesota-Jacksonville, I already passed on that game. I hate that game. Atlanta-Kansas City, you like Kansas City, don't you?
Well, we did game.
But did you pass on this game? You passed.
I passed, but I'm leaning towards
Kansas
City.
All right, here we go. Green Bay-San Francisco. I took San Francisco plus the 4.5. You like Green Bay, don't you?
I do, but not enough to. This is another one of those Kansas City games where I'm leaning.
Well, Randy Moss is going to be in the game. I don't know. You know, Alex Smith is another year older. Their defense is phenomenal, although they did get a guy injured this past week who was part of their defense, a linebacker. I'm taking the points here. I'm taking the Niners for 3 stars. I like San Francisco because
they have Randy Moss?
Well, I like him because they have one of the best teams in the league.
Do you think he's taking any type of PEDs?
No, he's taking LSD and THC.
I think that the NFL knows what Randy Moss has done with marijuana. And I think the NFL knows
what everybody
Randy
knows
does
what Randy
marijuana.
Moss has done with marijuana. He, you know, twists it, he smokes it, and he goes out and plays ball. Let's go to the next game. Carolina Panthers. Now, listen, I love Carolina here. I love
Me
Carolina.
Too. I'm all
Carolina is giving up, you know, 1 or 2. What are you seeing there? Are you seeing 2, 2.5?
I have 2.5.
Well, you know what? It's been bet up.
One.
Well, it's been bet up to 2.5. Whatever you get it, as long as it's less than
Two and a half is what I see.
If it's less than 3, take Carolina. Bucks have a new coach, Greg Schiano. He's from Rutgers. He's a big disciplinarian. It hasn't been going over that great in camp for him. He does have a pretty good quarterback in Josh Freeman, but it's a new offense now that he's got to relearn. It's not the same offense. Newton presents problems for those guys that they're just not going to believe when they see him.
Yeah.
He's fresh, you know, he's healthy. I'm taking Carolina here straight up. I just think they're going to win. I'm taking them for 4 or 5 stars.
I love Carolina today. I do think Cam Newton takes a step back this year in general with his stats, simply because I think people are going to start spying him. He's going to take you take a look at Vic. The year that he had a huge year, he took a step back. I think he only had 1 touchdown the next year. So I think they can't take a step back, but this Tampa Bay defense and this Tampa Bay team is just terrible.
Okay, real quick, we go to the next game, which is Seattle and Arizona. In my opinion, it's a toss-up. Pete Carroll, one of the best coaches in the NFL. He's already made believers out of everybody in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Not only did he do that, he picks quarterback Russell Wilson, who had a phenomenal preseason, and we all love him.
Yep.
I call Russell Wilson Drew Brees with speed. That's what he is.
Now, we were talking about, we both thought that there was going to be a rookie quarterback to get a win today, and it was going to be the first rookie quarterback to get a win in 10 years since David Carr, and we both think that it is this guy, Russell Wilson, with the Seattle Seahawks to beat the Arizona Cardinals.
I think he's got as many, if not more, offensive weapons at his disposal than does the quarterback Skelton for Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna double Larry Fitzgerald the whole game.
Yeah.
There's nobody else really. Breston's gone. There's really nobody else to throw to. They did draft a guy who's a pretty good receiver, but he really didn't do anything in preseason. I'm gonna pass on this game, but I really am keeping my fingers crossed for Russell Wilson. Denver Pittsburgh. It could be the biggest game ever watched.
We're
it's gonna
pick
be
right now.
It's on tonight, right? Or is this an afternoon game?
This is the Sunday night game, yeah.
Sunday night game. Denver is -1 or -1.5 or -2 over Pittsburgh. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I see 1, 1.5.
Is it moving?
I see a 2, 2.5.
It's basically a toss-up. It's Peyton Manning,
yeah.
his core of receivers, a decent running game, a really quick, athletic defense against the banging Pittsburgh Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger. Wouldn't surprise me to see Roethlisberger win this game.
Yeah.
I'm actually playing Denver for 2 reasons, and they're not in the game. Ryan Clark and the big and Harrison. They're not playing, and I'm telling you, they're thin. Plus, the offensive line for the Pittsburgh Steelers is so banged up. They lost David DeCastro, who was they said was like as a rookie, walked in and looked like an all-pro guard. Yeah. He's out for the year. They got another guy out, another tackle out. I just don't see these. I mean, it could go either way, mm-hmm. but I'm taking Denver because they're in Mile High, for one thing. Yeah. And Pittsburgh, we saw how they started last year against the Ravens. Mm-hmm. They don't seem to be ready to go until the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh game of the year. And I'm going to take Denver because I'm sure Peyton's ready.
I don't like Denver this season. I don't understand all the hype. I don't get it. The defense is subpar. They were ranked less than the 20th in the league. I think they were 22nd in the league last year. They have a running back who's 31 years old. He hasn't been a feature back in 5 years.
He's a hell of a running back, though.
They don't have any weapons out on the corners. They have Demaryius Thomas, who is unproven. They have Jacob Tanney, who's been a backup. And Peyton's coming off a neck injury. I don't like this
game
at all.
Are you taking Pittsburgh?
Give me Pittsburgh.
All right, you take Pittsburgh, I'm taking Denver.
I wasn't playing them.
Good, take
them. But now I'm taking Pittsburgh.
All right, we got to go. Baltimore -6 over.
Well, let's save that for our last pick.
Well, we're basically there because San Diego, Oakland, I'm passing. Norv Turner cancels out a brand new Oakland Raider team. If you held a gun to my head, I'd take the Raiders. They're at home. It's the black hole. San Diego, their running backs are not very good.
Yeah.
Their defense isn't very good. They've got a great tight end, but they can't throw him the ball every single time. A decent wide up. Phillip Rivers had an off year last year. I'm passing on this game. It's
like
just
it
too ugly for me.
I didn't even realize the time. We're running.
Yeah, well, why do you think I'm doing this?
Well, here we are. Well, so then we're at our new segment of the day.
Well, hit it quick.
And this is our lock picks of the week, and we both have the same lock pick. And it's the Baltimore Ravens against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Hey, this wasn't hard to figure out.
-6.
We're taking Baltimore. Roy and I went and saw Baltimore destroy the Pittsburgh Steelers opening day last year. They just had Art Modell, their former owner,
pass away. They've had a whole offseason to prepare for this team.
Ray Lewis will have the defense ready, and in my opinion, John Harbaugh will have the offense ready.
Oh,
they're going to go out there, and they're going to win 31-10.
Andy Dalton has a hurt bicep.
Yeah, Andy Dalton's hurt. They don't have a running game.
The law firm's their new running back who hasn't had a season of taking full carries.
Look at the preseason for the Bengals. It was average, not even that. It was terrible.
I've talked about that. I like the Bengals, and I like A.J. Green and Dalton with
so
another year.
So you and I are taking the same play?
Ravens all day in this game.
Yeah,
man.
Me too. You know, that's amazing. I think we agreed on
we
two
agreed
things.
About a majority of our
picks.
This
is getting really ridiculous,
really
Roy.
Weird.
I mean, you know, we're going to lose all of our followers if we like each other.
Well, we don't.
I'm going to smack you.
But
you're listening to Bruce Hall's
Ravens,
second
man.
Opinion and Roy Edwards' last words. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, this is a great show.
I'm watching
man.
TV and right now. Hey, I can't wait to get home, get on the couch, watch
NFL season.
I'll
here.
Have like three TVs going. How about you?
Absolutely, man.
It doesn't get better than this.
I'm cranking the surround system.
Hey, you got that little boy of yours watching NFL action?
Oh, yeah, he's got his Chris Cooley jersey on.
Because, yeah, you know what, everybody.
Well, he's got a Rackpo jersey, but we're repping the Chris
hey,
Cooley.
Hey, you know
today,
what? Here's a good over-under. What's the over-under for Chris Cooley
He'll
jerseys in New Orleans?
Well, Chris Cooley
I
will
bet
be,
you there's 1,000 of them in New Orleans.
Chris Cooley will be back as a Redskin. They have a meeting this week to talk about coming back. So, but
he doesn't need the money. He makes $1 million a year
sure
in his pottery business.
Make sure you guys
business.
Stay tuned. Next up, we got the scorecard. Make sure you guys are staying tuned for that. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, the scorecard boys are going to be on. These guys are going to carry you through to the game. You've listened to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll see you next week.